On this day, 10th August 1971. Internment 14 killed. 12 people, including a local priest, were shot dead in Belfast yesterday in the bloodiest 16 hours in the city's streets since August 1969. The Northern Ireland death toll was brought to 14 when a UDR man was gunned down at Claddy, County Tyrone, and a man was shot dead by the army in Armagh. Father Mullen, 40, and a curate at St. John's Church, Falls Road, died on an errand of mercy. He was home at Springfield Park when he got a call to attend a wounded man at Moyard Park. He had administered the last rites to the man when he was hit by a burst of machine gun fire. Another man who ran to his assistance is believed to have been killed by a second burst of automatic fire from the direction of Vere Foster School. The wave of death and destruction in the city started early yesterday with the shooting of Private Malcolm Haddon, 21, in Ardoyne. Before lunchtime, 25-year-old Ardoyne man Patrick McAdory was shot dead by a civilian sniper. At the same time, a youth was shot dead by the army at a barricade. He was named as Frank McGuinness, 17, of Riverdale. 300 lifted in dawn swoops. Business and professional men, tradesmen and labourers were all among the more than 300 taken from their beds in army RUC raids on their homes before dawn yesterday.
Leaders of the People's Democracy were among those detained and include Michael Farrell, John McGuffin and John D. Murphy. The raids at Upper Anderson's Town started at 4:30 a.m., and there were numerous complaints of detainees being ill-treated, and in some cases beaten up as they were dragged to army vehicles. Houses set on fire. As violence flared throughout Belfast and Protestant extremist guns came out, intimidation of Catholic families was reported, and scores of houses were reported to have been burned down. One of the worst infernos was at Farringdon Gardens in Ardoyne, where several Catholic families took only minutes to get out before the torch was put to their homes. One man was refused to take permission to take his dog with him, and the animal died in the blazing house. Army camps in the south are being prepared to accommodate as refugees the dependents of men interned in the north. Eamon Phoenix editors note, convinced that only internment successfully used North and South in the 1950s would crush the IRA. Faulkner had won the conditional support of the British PM Edward Heath at Downing Street on August 5th. However, Heath warned Faulkner that if internment was seen to alienate the minority, direct rule would swiftly follow.